This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What a time to be alive. We have the opportunity to be the human beings that save the planet from a global eugenics prison program that we are currently entering, and we're entering the phase of it in which you can never get out. And that's why it's so important to fight back against it right now. We're going to be joined by Robert Barnes coming up here shortly. The news is so big, and I just haven't even been able to get to it yet, and I will cover it before the end of the broadcast, but here's an example of a victory. So you had a couple restaurants here in Austin, Texas, that said they were going to do mandated vaccine passports. And by the way, this is going on in other states now, obviously, too. In fact, I got kind of a personal story about some friends of mine in St. Louis that run a restaurant and are doing this, and let's just say it's not going so well. But it's time for other politicians, and I do believe Missouri probably has the right ones to fight back against this and follow Florida's lead and follow Texas's lead and follow South Dakota's lead. If you have a Republican governor, you've got a chance. If you have a Democrat governor, you're pretty much screwed. But these two restaurants, I believe it was just two, there could have been some others in Austin, said you can't come in without showing your vaccine passport. And so this was the response from the Texas Supreme Court, I think is who it was, but the Senate. Texas warns Austin restaurants that their liquor licenses could be revoked for requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccinations. Really, they should go farther than that and say you'll be shut down. Because now, look, I here's the thing. On a weird level, I could even see the argument being made that, yeah, okay, they have the right to do that. Now, they don't. This is an experimental vaccine, and it's just out of control. They should naturally be out of business. But there's even a certain level of me where it's like, hey, the government's stepping in here and trying to shut your business down for whatever reason I don't like. But, hey, the government's already destroying freedom in all these different ways. I guess, should I celebrate a victory when the government intervenes, but it's actually for a good reason for once? So, really, it should just be, there shouldn't even be a liquor license. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm so anti-government, I want them out of everything. Government shouldn't be able to give you a liquor license or revoke a liquor license. Want to sell liquor? Go for it. Why does the government need to be involved? But that's not even the point here. The point is to understand that the times we're in and to stop this medical tyranny from conquering America. So the free market should be able to solve this. A restaurant that you go to says, hey, I need to see a vaccine passport for you to eat here. You don't go there anymore. You tell your friends and family not to go there anymore. You stand outside the restaurant and protest. That's the free market. That's free speech. That's America. But here the government intervenes. So is this going to be the way that state governments fight back against restaurants that want to do forced vaccines? And here they are saying they're still going to make you wear a mask, but they can't make you show proof of vaccination. Oh, wow, that's too bad. The Nazis can't know whether you're a Jew wanting to go eat at their restaurant anymore. And if you're a Jew, a.k.a. unvaccinated, well, then you're just not allowed. And they're upset because they can't behave like Nazis. It must really be tragic for them. Robert Barnes is about to join us on a plethora of topics, but, you know, I'm going to ask Robert Barnes a question that I got asked last night at dinner, And then I have people ask me all the time, and I've given my response, but let's get the lawyer's response on the other side. What can you do? What should you do if your boss, where you work, is requiring you to get a vaccine?
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you're already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available at only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so the leftist death cult, pedophile cult, communist cult is just wide out in the open now. Not even hiding anymore. Not even trying to disguise themselves anymore. They go on TV and say, you're not free anymore. They have their restaurants as businesses, and they make you take an experimental vaccine to work there or go in and, you know, have a coffee or a donut. And by the way, just like Robert Barnes said before Amy Coney Barrett was put on the Supreme Court, that she would be for forced vaccines and for medical tyranny. And it turns out that that is the case. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett turns down requests from Indiana University students to block its vaccine mandate. An experimental vaccine, a violation of the Nuremberg Code, and Amy Coney Barrett stabbed you in the back again, just like the swamp creature that she is. What a shame. What a shame Trump couldn't get one Supreme Court justice that was actually a hardcore American patriot or a true conservative. So we can talk about that with Bob Barnes. He's going to be with us for this hour. And so Robert Barnes joins me now. But I want to start by asking you this, Robert, because I'm having a lot of people ask me this. People just come up at the gym, I'm at dinner, and they're asking me the same thing. So it shows that this is a real issue in America right now. Owen, what should I do if my job requires me to get the vaccine? And my response is always the same. Don't quit. Don't get the vaccine. Make them fire you. But ultimately, you're going to have to make the choice. You're a lawyer, though. You have the legal background. You've been kind of putting out some advice for this, not legal advice, but just general advice. You've been posting it to your website on how people can respond to this. Very detailed stuff, by the way. People can just copy and paste it and send it to their employers if they want on your website. But so I'll ask you the question. Robert Barnes, renowned attorney, legal expert, what should I do if my employer, my boss, the company I work for, is going to force me to take the COVID vaccine against my will to stay employed?
The first thing to find out is to get the actual policy, because a lot of these employers are trying to imply that there's been a vaccine mandate by their by the company, and you dig in and find out they haven't, actually haven't mandated it at all. So that's the first thing, is find out whether or not there's an actual policy in place to mandate it, and then find out what's in that policy. Because often there's a religious exemption, often there's a medical exemption, sometimes there's a philosophical or ethical exemption allowed to where, so for example, take in the medical exemption context. If people read the fact sheet that comes with these vaccines currently, they'll see there's people that are identified that they say should not take the vaccine. Particularly if you have any kind of allergy to any of the ingredients of these vaccines or have previously had allergic reactions to physical shots, because that's how these are done. or allergic reactions to prior vaccines. You may be one of those people that even the vaccine companies acknowledge and the FDA admits shouldn't take it. So you may have a medical exemption from the vaccine. There may be other people that have contraindicate. You may have heart issues, neurological issues, other issues that make it unwise for you to take the vaccine. And one of the biggest ones, many doctors are signing medical exemption documents for anyone who has previously had COVID or has the antibodies already in their system, because many doctors, who, including those who have already attested to this under oath, under penalty of perjury, they have said it is a bad idea to get the vaccine if you've already had COVID-19. And many people don't know they had it before because so much of COVID-19 spread asymptomatically. So the all of those are the potential medical exemptions you may have. Then on top of that, you may have religious exemptions. It's important to note, and there's been a lot of misrepresentations by the companies and employers out there, the way they developed all of the vaccines currently on the market for the United States is they developed them by confirming the vaccine in aborted fetus cell culture. And that's how they used aborted fetus cells to confirm the vitality of the vaccine. To many people, that is a religious objection, because they don't want to be part of medical experimentation that used and benefited and profited from aborted fetus cells as part of that process. Now, some people, like Tyson Foods, for example, is telling their own employees that they have no right to religiously object on pro-life grounds, and that's just illegal what they're doing. And they're also lying to their employees at Tyson Foods and some other employers by saying, well, there is no aborted fetus cells inside the vaccine itself. That's because they're confusing the issue of how aborted fetus cells were used in this process. They're not inside the vaccine. They were used to develop the vaccine, used to test the vaccine, and thus were just as integral and are just as much a grounds for religious objection to this vaccine as any other. There's additional religious objections that people have. People have objections to vaccine mandates because it reminds people of the mark of the beast. It reminds people that they're attempting to control physical populations against their will using medical experimentation, using gene therapies, which is what many doctors call these. They say they're really more like gene therapies than they are vaccines because these are non-sterilizing. These are vaccines that do not sterilize against the disease. They do not have the disease to help you protect you against the disease. They are an experimental technology that they hope might limit the infectiousness of the disease, and they hope might limit the severity of the disease. And it's all hope. If you read the fact sheet from the government itself, it says they have no idea how effective this is. They say maybe it works, maybe it doesn't.
Well, and actually, they're putting out reports now in MedPage and other medical journals where they're documenting how effective it is. And they're now admitting that, no, it's not. Like, the highest effectiveness that they've measured is, I think, 76%. The lowest is like 25%. And it's on the decline. So just like any other influenza, it mutates and the vaccines become ineffective in a year. So they are already admitting that, Robert. I just wanted to give a little more context to that, but go on.
Exactly. Anybody that studied the vaccine industry could have predicted this. Alex Berenson, in his book about vaccines on COVID-19, predicted this. That the history of mRNA vaccines, the history of influenza vaccines, the history of the vaccine industry writ large, is that in this particular context, what was likely to happen, and this is why in the fact sheets, even the FDA requires recipients of the vaccine get, that requires doctors give to their recipients, and a lot of people are not getting these, say that they have no idea what the duration of immunity the vaccine can even provide. And in this, and why is that? It's because, first of all, this is the first time mRNA has ever been used in any drug or vaccine. And the reason why is because in all the prior tests, the more you used mRNA, the less effective it became and the more side effects got worse. And so the prediction was that what would happen with this vaccine, these mRNA vaccines especially, is that the effectiveness would, they would quit creating antibodies. And that's all really a vaccine is medically. It just creates antibodies to respond to an infection, that the antibodies would decline over time. And the problem with mRNA is the more shots you get, the reason why there aren't a bunch of mRNA drugs running around is because the more shots you get, the more you take it, the worse the side effects get. And so you get declining effectiveness and worse side effects. So it's a perfectly written disaster movie script. And that's what we're already seeing in Israel, Iceland, UK, the data that was coming out, the vaccine effect. Remember, they predicted 95% effective. Well, it started going down right away. And then it was 84%, and then it was 73%. And now the most recent Pfizer data, written by pro-Pfizer people who have connections to Pfizer, the medical report you just mentioned, it's all the way down to 42%. And that's of the Delta variant only being at 70% in the state of Florida, which means its effectiveness is likely, as you know, somewhere around 25% and keeps going down and down and down.
And this is why it's so frustrating. We got to go to a break here, Robert, but let's pick it back up with where we left off with the religious exemption, which you were in the middle of, and then you can finish off because I know people really want to get this information. And you're going to have to bookworm it a little bit. You're going to have to hoop jump a little bit, but it, you know, if you don't want to take the vaccine. But again, this is why it's so frustrating is, like, I can sit here and I know everything that Robert Barnes is saying is true because I've done it. I mean, I remember months ago the crew printed out, like, all these different fact sheets and gave them to me from all the different vaccines. And it says on it, it literally says, we don't know if the vaccine works. It's on the sheet. And then I tell people that and they're like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes is with us. We were cut off by the break, and myself just providing some context to what Robert Barnes was saying. But I think this is a very important thing. And when I have all these people asking me this question, that means I know that the audience is asking this question to other people, and they want to hear from legal experts as well. And the question I keep getting asked is, what should I do? What can I do if my employer, my boss, the company I work for, is going to mandate the COVID vaccine? And we're seeing this come, and it's coming down the track fast. And so a lot of people are wondering what to do. Robert Barnes went through the medical exemptions in the last segment, started getting into the religious exemptions, cut off by the break. So Robert, pick it back up where you left off with the religious exemptions. And again, folks, the question for legal expert, renowned attorney Robert Barnes: what should I do? What can I do if my employer and or the company I work for, my boss, mandates the COVID vaccine? Robert Barnes, pick it up where you left off with the religious exemption.
Absolutely. So first, you'll get the policy. Second, see if you have medical exemptions. Third, look at religious exemptions. Because aborted fetus cells were used in this, there's a lot of people that have religious objections to that. There's additional people that have religious objections to what feels like Mark of the Beast kind of revelations kind of policies that are coming out, particularly with the talk of later on, making this a chip and a quantum tattoo. There's people who oppose the forced aspect of these vaccines and the way it is being used to mark people and segregate people because of certain religious overtones that has. There can be additional religious grounds to object to this particular vaccine that depends on your own religious beliefs. And there's letters out there, examples of it. There's examples up on my site, which is the VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com site that includes exemption letter examples from employees, exemption letter examples from people on religious grounds, legal grounds. There's people who get anxiety in response to this, the risk of this vaccine. That can be a medical exemption. There's some states that have a philosophical exemption, an ethical exemption that can be asserted. For example, in the United Kingdom, they're allowing people to fill out their own exemptions, and in certain cases, being a vegetarian turns out to be an exemption. So there can be a wide range of exemptions. And then the next step is, even if you have no religious exemptions, no medical exemptions, and your employer is actually mandating it, not just kind of suggesting it, you can look at reasonable accommodations. Your employer should be making accommodations for this, and that includes maybe there's the alternative to take temperature checks before you go in. Maybe there's COVID antibody testing that can be done instead of a vaccine. Maybe there can be COVID testing that can be done. And so for some, and I understand some people don't like those tests. I don't like those tests. But for many people, that is a preferred alternative to either losing their job or taking the vaccine. So what a and maybe you can work remotely. Maybe you can work in a part of the building that has low risk. So the look at that's all the things your employer should be doing: religious exemptions, medical exemptions, provide in some cases philosophical and ethical exemptions. They should not be inquired. You don't have to have a priest or a pastor sign off on it. Your religious exemption is, I just object on religious grounds, period. And they're really not supposed to inquire beyond that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can be a man with your male genitals exposed in a female bathroom, and that's okay. So yeah, I don't think they should ask you about that. And this is coming down the pike. If it's not already there, folks, it's already happening. Alex Jones has called into the broadcast. He wants to ask Robert Barnes a question. Guys, cue up Alex here live on the air.
Yeah, guys, I'm just walking around in a store. And here's an example of demanding stuff, just like with vaccines. I'm at a Target getting some stuff for my kids, and there's literally full of people. There's not one human checker. It's all people checking themselves out. And I went over and I said, I want a human checker. And then half the line I was in of 20 people said, we want human checkers. And all these lazy people got out of the back and started checking us out. And you have to understand, once they get rid of humans with robotics and self-checkout, that's going to collapse the whole U.S. economy, the whole world economy, the human economy. But that's a side issue. The reason I called in is I heard Barr talk about exemptions and getting around it. I think that's all great. Everybody should do that in the areas that are under blue control, under global control. But, Robert, what about up front just to feed this, because it's not even a vaccine, it's experimental, and it violates the Nuremberg Code. What about just stopping the whole thing worldwide instead of just letting them put us in these ghettos of unvaccinated? I mean, I agree, it's a two-pronged approach. Religious exemptions, conscientious exemptions, medical exemptions, all that are key. But what about the two-pronged approach of stopping this at the international and national level by putting liability back onto the companies and the media that bully people to do this? There's not just a liability protection they've given anything they call a vaccine. There's a lot of other ways and places they have liability when they're doing this. So what about putting liability back onto the institutions, the companies, and schools, trying to force this by demanding that they sign a form that they're going to be held liable for whatever happens? I just want to hear what you had to say, Robert. Thanks.
Well, exactly. So I was going to say one additional component everybody should do after reasonable accommodations is ask your employer, and have they clarified with their insurer that they will cover and compensate for any injury that the vaccine inflicts.
And Robert, this is on the document on your website, right, about the OSHA decision, that it's going to be the employer that forces the mandate that's going to be held liable?
Absolutely. I mean, they can be held liable under their health insurance coverage. They could be held liable under their workers' compensation coverage. They could be held liable under their liability coverage. Because really, this is kind of a conspiracy to commit battery against individuals. So they have major risk, and they don't understand this risk. And they don't understand the risk because they don't understand the riskiness of this particular vaccine, that its worst effects may be over time, because we have no idea how this mRNA vaccine will ultimately work. So those are all the ways you can approach your employer to try to negotiate a way out of being put into the situation of either your job or the vaccine. But as to Alex's point, the other two areas to fight back in are the court of public opinion and the courts of law. In the court of public opinion, it matters. Even Fox News, when they try to sort of rig the poll results to get as many people for mandates as possible, they couldn't get more than half the country to be for any kind of mandate. And if that's where we're at now, we keep hammering away in the court of public opinion, and we're going to get a lot of more people on our side. And that will be a major restraint on the ability of any of these employers or governments to do any of this nonsense with mandating it in the first place. In terms of the courts of law, there's multiple challenges. While this is an emergency use authorized vaccine, I believe it violates the federal statute to mandate it, period. Secondly, I believe it violates the Nuremberg Code of 1947 that Alex mentioned, which required informed consent for any form of medical experimentation. And clearly this is medical experimentation. That's a Just Kogan's norm of international law as recognized as the right to sue against piracy. I believe it violates in the state and government actor context your constitutional rights under the 1st, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 9th Amendments to the United States Constitution. And we'll be bringing claims, and claims are being brought all across the country today and next week and the week after on this precise issue. I believe the FDA's approval violated the FDA's process. Bobby Kennedy and I will be suing next week to try to enjoin the FDA from licensing this, period, so that it can't go forward. And we're bringing suits for employees and others and against public accommodations, because in my view, this violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, because this is perceiving that you have a physical limitation that you really don't have. They think your immunity is deficient when it's not. But that's all that matters for ADA is they perceive that you have a physical limitation. And I believe it's the common law tort of battery. So we're going to be bringing all those legal challenges all across the country for people being harmed by these mandates.
All right. And I do want to focus in on, I think, what is the overarching issue here, and what we've discussed in the last two segments is the most real world approach to this. Because, I mean, yeah, we can talk about how it's experimental, and I want to talk about how it's in violation of the Nuremberg Code, but it's this weird thing where it's like, it doesn't even matter. It's this weird acceptance that we just have to say, okay, it's an experimental vaccine and it's potentially deadly and there's all these side effects, but no, you just have to take it even though it's not effective. It's a really Twilight Zone level thing, and that's kind of the long shot, but to me, that's the home run. That's the grand slam.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock. Just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture. Not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals. And the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Final segment with Bob Barnes here, and it's just so funny to me. This story just got published at the Mises Institute. Yet again, the media's COVID narrative doesn't add up. It never has added up. Fauci's narratives have never added up. The CDC's narratives have never added up. The media's narratives never added up. And it's just the frustration of anybody who actually follows the news knowing it's never added up, versus the people that just take the loving spoonful that the propaganda agents on television give them. That's why they're so duped into believing all of it. But we can go on and on about that. So Robert, you got into the, which to me is just more of a real world application for people that don't want to be forced to take a vaccine to have a job, the religious exemption, the medical exemption, and just how maybe, I mean, quite frankly, they can kind of play their hand against the employer and say, okay, are you ready to be held liable? Do you know this is what it says about the vaccine? Get a little tit for tat there. But to me, the long shot here, the swinging for the fences, the, you know, 50-yard hook around the tree to get to the green, I mean, to me, that's the Nuremberg Code. The Nuremberg Code's already been written. It's already been decided. It's one of the biggest, you know, legal events of all time, you know, from war crimes and crimes against humanity. It still exists. We've never said, oh, the Nuremberg Code isn't good anymore. We've never said that we're not going to, you know, go to that for advice now. What about that level of it, that this is an experimental vaccine? Fauci is out saying now you're going to have to take booster vaccines for the rest of your life. Yeah, Fauci saying that today. So what about the long shot here? What about the swinging for the fences? What about playing the 70-yard hook to get to the green and win the Masters? The Nuremberg Code, presenting that this is a experimental vaccine and you making me take this as a violation of the Nuremberg Code. And then if you want, even go a step further and say, do you know what punishment for violating the Nuremberg Code is? So what about that aspect of this issue?
Oh, definitely. It was my view is the Nuremberg Code of 1947 provided what's called a Just Kogan's norm of international law that is enforceable in every court in the world. Based on the acceptance of this universal human value, which is the right of informed consent. And both of those parts have to exist. And notably, when the Biden Justice Department interpreted the statute, the Emergency Use Authorization Statute, which codified the Nuremberg Code explicitly in the original discussions about it, they didn't discuss it when they said, oh, the informed consent just means you're informed before you get raped. That's not what the Nuremberg Code provides for. The Nuremberg Code requires informed and consent. And that means there has to be no coercion. That means there has to be no adverse consequences. And to give examples of the other organizations, including government organizations who agreed that this is what the Nuremberg Code required, the FDA has previously said it. The CDC has previously said it. The Defense Department has previously said it. Various labor government organizations have previously said it. They all acknowledge that, in particular, they often said you could not have an employer mandate this or you could not have a school mandate this because it would be a violation of the Nuremberg Code of 1947 because this is an experimental vaccine using experimental technology. So my view, and we're going to be litigating that all across the country. Can governments do this? Can employers do this? Can places of public accommodation do it? Because if they can, then the Nuremberg Code of 1947 is dead, and we're back to the eugenics era of Korematsu and of Buck and of Jacobson, decisions that were morally horrendous decisions that took us down the path of the Nazis that said the government owned your body. And that's why we have to fight back at every single level, court of public opinion, court of law, by every means attainable to us.
Well, that's the crazy thing about this is I'm not somebody who sits here and just for political debate points or, you know, some sort of influence, like calls everybody a Nazi like the left has done. And by the way, they've been doing that for years. You can go back, watch. They called Bush a Nazi for 8 years. So it's really just an old tactic. I mean, I'll use it for historical reference. But it's like, this is a real thing. This is actually what Nazis did. This is actually what Dr. Mengele was on trial for. Like, this is a real thing. The propaganda of Goebbels, all of it. Like, and that's just a historical context. And now it's all back. And the people that want to point their finger and call everybody a Nazi are the ones enforcing this Nazi rule. But it's like, I don't even want to obsess over the Nazis. They've almost made us numb to it, even though, you know, I guess everybody would say historically, maybe you could argue the Nazis were the worst ever. Maybe it's the Chinese communists. But let's get back to what's happening now. The Biden administration and the Democrats are now proposing you have to have a vaccine passport to even travel domestically. They want it on interstates. They want it on airports to travel domestically. Where do you see this going, Bob Barnes?
Well, note the irony. I worked with some pilots who pushed back against the airlines, and the airlines capitulated this week and recognized that they were not going to require any of their pilots to get vaccinated. Because a bunch of them are ready to walk off the job, a bunch of them are ready to sue, a bunch of them are ready to quit, a bunch of them are willing to protest it by any means possible. And yet we're going to require all the travelers on the airlines, that airlines agreed that the pilots can't be forced to be vaccinated to be forced to be vaccinated. And by the way, airlines are not a vector of spreading COVID anyway. Because their air filtration system gets down to such a low level, COVID-19 does not travel on airlines. It has never been a super spreader event. It does not travel at any great degree at all. So they're not a risk vector in the first place. And so the idea that we're going to compel this, it's going to be a papers, please environment. It's going to be papers, please to cross the border of a state, papers, please to get on a plane, papers, please to get on a train, papers, please to get on a boat, papers, please to travel anywhere. And ultimately, they're talking about papers, please, before you can get your coffee at the coffee shop, before you can go to the grocery store to buy essential groceries, before you can even get medical treatment, emergency medical treatment at a hospital. California is saying you can't even go visit a loved one in the hospital unless you're vaccinated. And so it's amazing. Now, you know, apparently you can party with Barack Obama with as many people as you want, regardless of whether you're vaccinated, but you can't go see your grandmother in the hospital or your child in the hospital unless you're vaccinated. And this is and vaccinated from what? For what? A vaccination that, according to the Pfizer's own reports, increasingly does not work. According to, I mean, if vaccines work, why is Israel, why is Gibraltar, why is Iceland, three countries with very high, sky high vaccination levels, talking about locking down? So we have all the data that this doesn't work to the degree they said it does. We have all this data that it has dangerous and perilous side effects. They're tracking excess mortality going up in proportion to countries and states around the world in direct proportion to the amount of vaccination taking place. Why is that? Why are there excess deaths being reported by historical numbers precisely when and after vaccination rates go up? So, I mean, there's reasons to have doubts about this vaccine. There's reasons to have doubts about the lethality of COVID. But more importantly, this is about the right to control your own body and your own destiny. And if the government owns your body and the government can put whatever they want into your body whenever they want, directly or indirectly, by the coercion of the government itself or by the coercion of your employer or public accommodation, then you don't have any rights at all. If you don't control your own body, you control nothing. And that's why this is the legal fight of the century. And all of us must do whatever we can to push back in the court of law and the court of public opinion.
And, you know, if I'm going all the way to the bottom of this pit or the end of this tunnel, this is a eugenics population control program. But I mean, at a surface level, this is a mafia shakedown. I mean, that's the craziest thing about it. This is nothing more at the surface level than a mafia shakedown. You can't do anything until you take my vaccine that's not effective, doesn't stop COVID, and could kill you. And then big pharmaceuticals make out with billions of dollars. And so, I mean, I guess my final question is, when is this COVID vaccine going to be the record biggest healthcare fraud lawsuit in American history? We already know Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson are, they already have the records with tens of billions of dollars. I mean, what's this one going to be? $50 billion? $100
billion? Well, this is actually the most profitable drug in history. The COVID vaccine is the most single. They will make more money on this single vaccine in a single year than all of the profits from all of the vaccines around the entire world this year. So this is the most profitable drug ever. They have no, and they can't be sued. They have immunity from suit. The manufacturer, the producer, the distributor, the marketer, the advertiser, the designer, the developer, the doctor, the applier, all of them are completely immune no matter how bad this vaccine turns out to be. So they have no skin in the game in terms of risk, and they have lots of skin in the game in terms of reward. And that's why we have to fight back. And if people want examples of the letters, they can go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com and see examples of how they can help fight back too.
Robert Barnes, God bless. Thank you so much, brother. And you have a great weekend. All right, when we come back, I'm going to get into the news headlines. And we're going to come full circle on all of this, may even open up the phone lines.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
America, there is only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
To kill. The big pharmaceutical mafia has a license to kill. Back here on the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer sitting in. I'm going to try to cover all this news. If I have time, I'll take calls, but I think I'm just going to have to cover all this news first. But really, the big pharmaceutical mafia has a license to kill. And you have to understand the paradigm here. It's like if you have an invasive species in your garden or in your house or like the wild boars in the plains, well, what do? You terminate that invasive species. You kill it. You kill it. And so the globalists and the world elite believe they own the planet. It's their planet. And they see you as an invasive parasite. So they kill you. They have a license to kill you. This is the reality of our planet, ladies and gentlemen. And I know it's a tough pill to swallow. And hey, you can get away from it for a certain period of time. But you cannot let evil exist and metastasize like this, or it eventually finds you. No matter how secluded of a life you try to live, no matter how off-grid you try to live. And we shouldn't be forced to live like that. And we may have to for a year or two, but, I mean, this is about to get real ugly. But, hey, the big pharmaceutical mafia has a license to kill you. And they're legally exempt. And now people want to mandate that death. They want to mandate that potential legal injection. It's a license to kill. Coming straight for your heart with blood clots and myocarditis and stroke and everything. Does the owners of this planet look at you as an invasive, parasitic existence? So they're going to exterminate you. You better wake up before it's too late. By the way, hey, guys, I sent you that. I'll come back to that. I'll come back to that. But this is actually pretty wild, something I found during the break. And if we can find this scientific study, this is like whoa-level stuff. And it just goes back to the whole thing of why are we so unhealthy? We have all this access to information and technology and supplements. Why are we so unhealthy? By design, ladies and gentlemen. But let me just do this here. Let me just crank out these headlines right now. Let me just focus and do this. Biden's energy idiocracy, kneecap U.S. oil, but beg OPEC to pump more. Biden asked Saudi Arabia and OPEC to produce more oil as prices at the pumps rise. So Biden, as an enemy of the United States of America, blackmailed by China and Russia and other countries, shuts down our energy, shuts down our oil production. But now he sees that it's hurting his ratings, and so he wants more oil here. But he's not going to free America to produce more oil, which would bring down our oil prices. No. He's going to blame OPEC and Saudi Arabia when it's him, Joe. And he knows it. But see, he's blackmailed with all the weird sex stuff and crimes that his family have committed and that all these foreign countries have access to. So he's not even in control. He's not even in control of his own bowels. He's not even in control of his own mouth. And he's not even in control of his own White House. So, yeah, and also, you just had the consumer price index and the producer price index reach record levels of increase. So you have inflation happening, and then you have all the prices going up. So your dollar's value is decreasing, and the price at the store is going up, the price at the pump is going up, all the prices are going up. It's all by design. It's all an act of war by an enemy of the United States of America, Joe Biden. I mean, that's incredible stuff. And that's what's going on. And understand this. When you see the story about, like this headline, Biden's eviction moratorium is a rare act of presidential civil disobedience. No, it's an act of war against America is what it is. The Supreme Court will almost certainly strike down the moratorium, but the president's decision to heed the call of Cori Bush was the right and righteous thing to do. Oh, really? These dumbass fake liberals that are the dumbest people in the world and don't understand how they're being suckered and duped. And are you really so sure the Supreme Court is going to strike this down with the likes of Amy Coney Barrett, who wants you to have a medical experimental vaccine injected into you? I'm not so sure. Here's what this is about. This is all very measured stuff, folks. You're in a war, and it's not the typical war of one country or one nation state against the other or whatever. It's a war of the global criminal cabal mafia that wants to conquer the planet. It's globalists versus nation states. It's global mafias versus individual freedoms. So, what's really going on with this eviction moratorium? They're going to price out and destroy all the landlords that they can. And it's really happening in New York, the worst, in California, the worst right now. So the landlords are broke. Nobody's paying rent. And the Democrats say, yeah, you don't have to pay rent. Okay, fine. Well, I'm never paying taxes. I'm never making another mortgage payment. I'm never paying for this. I'm going to go to the grocery store and just steal everything. I mean, I guess that's already happening now. So that's the universal application of this precedent. But you'll never see that because this is the real agenda. Once all these landlords go out of business, once all these independent, private, whether it's homeowners or apartment complex owners or development owners, whatever, once they're broken out of business because people don't have to pay rent anymore, guess what? Well, they have to either sell their company, sell their business, go out of business, whatever, and guess what's going to happen? Firms like BlackRock, big globalist hedge funds and Soros and the like and Bill Gates and the like are going to come in and buy up all of that property and they're going to own everything. So the people that tell you you're not going to have any private property by the year 2030 are putting all private ownership out of business. And this eviction moratorium is the perfect example. And again, the fake liberals in this country are such suckers. They don't understand how they're being duped. They just think they're getting something for free. You fools. I guess, you are getting something for free. It's called slavery. You're getting free slavery. Congratulations. Free imprisonment. Congratulations. Good job. So, yeah, you don't want to pay rent? Well, guess what? Your landlord's going to go out of business, and a big firm like BlackRock that's just buying up all these properties is going to come in and buy up all of these properties that you're not paying rent on. And then guess what? It's all going to be vaccines every month just to get into your own building. Temperature checks, all of it. Chemical castration, physical castration. Yeah. Oh, you want to live here? Chop your balls off. Oh, you want to live here? Be a part of our experimental medical procedures. Whereas the landlord now is just like, all right, here's your place, sign the lease, you're good to go, don't violate it, pay your rent on time. Okay, yeah, it's not going to be that. They're going to be spying on you. They're going to have cameras in your bathroom. They're going to have cameras in your bedroom. They're going to be watching you 24/7, measuring your stool samples, making sure, cutting off your energy. That's where this is going. That's the agenda. So all of these dumbasses thinking, oh, I'm getting free rent. I'm beating the system. No, the system is conquering you. The landlord that you're not paying rent to right now is a good person. Not out to screw you, just out to run a business. Well, guess what? They're going to be long gone, and Bill Gates and the rest, and they're going to buy up all these places, and they're going to be in your life every day. Oh, and you'll pay rent. Yeah, it's called you'll be a slave. And they admit it all. And they say by the year 2030, you have no private property. And they have Operation 2030 because all these big events have all the globalist propaganda in them. So you had at the opening ceremony for the Olympics this year, you had the 2030 agenda logo in the opening Olympics. They don't even hide it. Kind of like how in the London Olympics, they had Boris Johnson and all the visual subliminal messaging and propaganda that they were about to do a pandemic. And you had all the people in the hospital beds and Boris Johnson walking over it at the London Olympics. They knew it was all coming. And now they're doing the same thing. So, yeah. Oh, you don't have to pay rent. And then the landlords go out of business. And then BlackRock and the globalists buy all the properties. And then you become a slave of these people. And you think you've won. You think you got over on the system by not paying rent, you fools. You're being crushed. You're being enslaved. By the way, they have all these new capital gains taxes so that you can't make any money in cryptocurrency. How come if I lose money, the government doesn't pay me? Well, what about that?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last six